Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hello everybody, how's it going? Hope you've all been well. I've had a lovely cold this past couple of weeks. It's been highly enjoyable. Just a little episode today, just with Gollum doing a little mindfulness exercise. So yeah, just for a bit of fun. Now, I have been working on another podcast. So the idea with this second podcast, because I will keep up this one, but I want to do this other one as well, just because I want something that you can, I guess, share with your kids a bit more appropriately than this current one, and something that's a little bit more targeted. So this one, this current podcast, this Therapy for Monsters, it's a bit of a muck around slash do a bit of therapy slash just have a bit of fun and get something useful out of it, perhaps at some point as well. But I just wanted something a little bit more targeted. So the aim for this new podcast, so the big grand plan, is to teach kids emotional awareness, teach kids to be able to sit with difficult emotions better. So I've actually been a children's counsellor for the past, since 2011, and been a counsellor and stuff like that before then. I've also worked with parents as well, and also, you know, younger adults. But yeah, so I've got a big passion for, you know, supporting kids, and one of the really big needs that I see a lot of the times is just kids don't seem to have the ability or the education around emotions and being able to actually sit with uncomfortable emotions. I speak to so many kids that feel pressure to just be happy all the time. And I really do think that we live in a society where this just gets hammered in to everybody. You know, you just have to look at some of these advertisements you see, you know, everything is trying to sell you happiness. You know, you're unhappy because you don't have the brand new car that you want. You're unhappy because you're not the weight that you want to be. You're unhappy because you're not on this dating site getting this partner and blah, 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 blah. And the underlying message is that, hey, everyone should just be happy. That should be the only thing that you feel. And it gets hammered into kids. So I talk to so many children that are just suffering. They're really, really suffering because they're feeling like they're not allowed to be feeling anything other than these comfortable, happy emotions. So that brings me to the second podcast, this new podcast that I'm doing. It's going to be a little bit more of a bit more true to the audio drama kind of format, which is a little bit new for me. It's fun to make. It's really hard to make. It's a lot of work. I've got 3 episodes done. I'll launch it sometime this week, and I'll put the first episode up on this on Therapy for Monsters, just so you can get a little bit of a taste for it, and yeah, then you can decide whether or not it's something you want to check out. I'm aiming for it to be at the same level as, say, a Pixar film is, where, you know, it does connect with kids, it's appropriate for kids, but it's not like blippy levels of cringe and discomfort for the parents to actually have to listen to. So that's the idea. That's the grand plan. The podcast or the audio drama that you can share with your kids, you can listen along, or post to your Facebook, share with other parents or people you know that are parents or whatever. The idea is that emotions, before a person is born, all their emotions go to school, and they go to school to learn about the reason why they exist. So you've got anxiety, learning about why anxiety is helpful and why it's unhelpful and what to do when it gets to that unhelpful level. And all the students are all the emotions. So you got all these students participating in class and, yeah, trying to, yeah, have comments on each other. So you've got things like, what do you have? It was confidence, kind of talking about how anxiety, making comments about how anxiety is, you know, never ever appropriate, should never ever be felt. And then you've got, you know, the emotion doubt chimes in and talks about how he doubts that, you know, anxiety shouldn't be felt sometimes, how it's sometimes it is useful. And yeah, it's a interesting kind of muck around with it all. A little bit like Inside Out, but kind of different context and with, yeah, different emotions, a lot more specific emotions, and a lot more in depth in terms of, yeah, how far we go into ways to manage them and how far we go into what is helpful and unhelpful, but still hopefully done in such a way that kids and young people will actually be able to understand it. So that's the goal with it. That's the grand plan. It's not going to be like a weekly podcast like this one is, just because it is so much more work than this one. I'm thinking I'll probably do it like a season. So I'll drop the first three episodes this coming week, maybe midweek, and then I will work on the rest of the episodes, hit maybe 10, and then, because that's going to be a lot of work, because it's all fully scripted, it's each emotion has musical backing track, and yeah, it's a lot of work. And then I'll probably take a break to do up the next script for the next season, and I'll probably do it like that. But yeah, it's exciting. It should be good. I like it, so that's all that matters. Nah. I think it should be good. Hopefully you lot like it as well. And yeah, hopefully the little people out there can get something out of it, because emotions are tough. And not everyone knows how to sit with them. Not everyone knows why they're feeling this way. And not everyone gives them space or understanding. So if we can crack that, if we can help some people with that, wouldn't that be bloomin' nice? And look, I really encourage you all to share it. If you think of anyone, you know, anyone that could find value in that sort of thing, you know, share it on your Facebook or whatever. It would be, yeah, I want it to be out there. I want it to be in kids' ears. I think it could really help some people. So look, that's what I've been working on. Just wanted to check in and share that. And anyway, here, enjoy this episode of Therapy for Monsters, and I'll catch you all next time.
That's Not Gunnan Productions podcast.
Hello, you dirty, stinking hobbitses. Here's another grounding exercise for you. Now start by getting off your lazy backside. Yes, get off your backside. Stand on your feetses. Yes, stand on your feetses. Don't be so lazy. That's it, get up on your feet. Now that you're off your lazy backsides, yes, your lazy backsides, and you're on your fences, pick up your right foot. That's right, pick it up. Let your right foot hang in the air. Yes, let it hang in the air. Let it hover there for a moment. Now put your right foot down on the ground. Put it down. Put it down now. Plant your right foot on the ground.
Yes, on the ground. Now imagine that your right foot has roots growing from it deep into the earth below you?
Yes, deep into the earth. Now wiggle your toes. Imagine a deep, deeply grounded into the earth. Feel the sensations in your feet. Now,
get your left foot and raise it in the air. Yes, in the air, just like that.
Let it hover there. Now plant it down onto the ground. Straight down onto the ground. Feel your toes wriggling like a cold wet fish. Wriggling in your shoes. Wriggling on the ground. Imagine
roots growing from your toes deep, deep into the ground below you.
You are grounded. Feel how stable you are. Feel how rooted into the ground you are.
Now breathe, breathe. Breathe and notice your body. Notice your mind.
Yes, very good. You've grounded yourself.
You've checked in with yourself.
Anytime that you need a moment just to center yourself again, you can get off your lazy backside and do this grounding exercise. Goodbye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.